Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. Well, you and I spend a fair bit of time over the last couple of years talking about agriculture on this program, the good and the bad, the highs and the lows, if you will. We've talked tariffs a fair bit and the impact that they've had on farmers. Carbon tax has been a topic of conversation. And that, of course, that's in addition to things like drought and grasshoppers and all of those other things that go along with agriculture. Some parts of this province have been hit hard year after year to the point that crop insurance isn't really designed to help any further. What does this mean? As we start this new year, questions and conversation continues to stir about the notion of a guaranteed annual income for farmers. What would that look like? And would it be different from the farm support programs that already exist? This is a conversation that was actually started last year when an annual conference was being held for the National Farmers Union. The conference was happening in Moncton, New Brunswick. And from there, they brought up a couple of issues. The notion of lobbying the federal government to implement a guaranteed annual income and a cap on the profits of major grocery store chains in the country as well. I wanted to dig into this a little bit more. So here's the plan. I've got a guest from the National Farmers Union we're going to talk about momentarily. Then we've got Sean Haney, our friend Sean Haney, who's on this station every day. He will join us. We'll have a conversation. Then we open up the phone and the text lines to hear from you. So to start the conversation, I'm very happy to welcome the Vice President of Policy for the National Farmers Union. I've got Phil Mount joining us today. Phil, thanks so much for taking our call.
Morning, Evan. Thank you for having me.
So can you explain just kind of in basic terms, let's start with this notion of guaranteed income for farmers. What does that mean? And what was the discussion you had at your convention that led to this?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, Evan, because it's an idea that's been kicked around for decades. I mean, I'm sure you remember when you were a younger man, as was I, you know, the idea of a basic annual income or a basic income guarantee. These ideas have been around for years and years, and certainly they've been they've taken on different forms. We've even had some pilots across the country here, you know, various pilots in Manitoba. They tried a pilot program in Ontario. But, of course, these were all for, like, the general public, right? These were broad-scale programs they were meant to be. But what some of the farmers in the NFU came up with this past year was the idea of trying a pilot intended for farmers only. This came out of our region in the Atlantic, the folks in PEI, and I think one of the reasons it came out of PEI is because in PEI they've had some real serious conversations about a basic income demonstration project in PEI. Like all the political parties signed on to, you know, endorsing this demonstration project in PEI. So I think that's where the farmers in PEI came up with the idea, well, why don't we try something like this for farmers? Because, boy, you know, if there's one thing that would really help, particularly new and young farmers who are trying to get into farming in this day and age, it's a hard road to hoe. It's not like it was 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, Phil, like when you talk about, so at your convention, you would have had representatives from across the country. Did you see fairly uniform support for this at your convention, or did you see pockets of support and pockets of maybe less support from different regions within Canada?
I mean, that's fairly typical, although I have to say for this one in particular, this resolution, we definitely had conversation back and forth, but I think because it's sort of a resolution writ large, that is, it's just sort of supporting the idea right of a guaranteed income for farmers rather than, you know, nailing down a whole bunch of specifics. I mean, in the resolution, it suggested, you know, a 10-year pilot and I think it's a minimum $50,000 a year.
Right.
But, like, none of that was set in stone as, you know, like, this is how we're going to do it, this is who's going to pay for it, all these ideas. It's really just basically supporting the general idea.
Right.
And then, of course, it's up to the membership of the union across the country to come down with the ideas of how we would go about making this work.
What would the if the concept is supported by not just the union but by government, then what are the pieces look like in the regulations? Can you talk a little bit, Phil, about how this is a different approach than, for example, the existing support programs like AgriStability or AgriInvest?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say a couple of things about that. So NFU farmers, by and large, are small and mid-scale farms. And I would say the AgriInvest, the AgriStability programs, in general, are targeting the larger scale farms, not just targeting, but also much more easily accessed by larger scale farms. So they do have sort of minimum cutoffs and a basic amount of commodity that you have to produce every year, year in, year out, in order to access programs in the years where you need them. And so what we're looking for is something that's going to be a little more accessible to more farms, because quite frankly, the bottom half, if you will, of farms in this country simply don't access those programs. And so I would put into that category the vast majority of new and young farmers, too, like entrants who are trying to get in. And really, that's what the folks in PEI were targeting when they came up with this pilot idea, was that, the difficulty for new and young farmers getting in. I think you've probably seen this year in Saskatchewan as well, just as we have everywhere else, the price for, land costs just keep going up and up. And so you add that on to all of the other costs that new and young farmers have to try and attend to while setting up a business. It just become more and more tenuous. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it, frankly, less appealing for new and young farmers who are looking to get into agriculture and stay in.
Phil Mount is my guest, Vice President of Policy for the National Farmers Union. I've got a couple of questions. The first one is, many farmers in our province that have had year after year after year of drought-like conditions have said that the current crop insurance structure is not set up to help them. What do you say? What does the National Farmers Union say to people that say, why do we need a guaranteed income process in Canada if we have a crop insurance process? Are they not the same thing?
Well, I think somewhat you've answered your own question there in that, folks are finding that, it's not fit for purpose, the programs we have now. And frankly, I would say that, over the last 25 years, we've done a lot of tinkering around the edges with these programs. And I think more and more, especially like newer, younger farmers as well, who are looking not necessarily to follow exactly in their parents' or grandparents' footsteps, or quite frankly, if they're new to agriculture, they're looking at what the folks, who are selling them the farm did in terms of commodity agriculture, and they look at just the huge amount of capitalization that's involved and the debt burden that's involved. In just the operating burden alone. And they're thinking, well, that isn't the sort of model of farming that I want to do. And as soon as they start thinking like that, then these programs that have been set up for that scale and mode of agriculture is less relevant and less useful to them. And so, for example, if you're looking to do a diverse set, even if you're, sticking strictly to cash crop production, but you're looking to do a diverse set of products to try and make your farm a little more resilient so you're not doing, two or three crops and risking the failure of them. Well, that's what those programs are set up for. You have to be doing a significant amount of a single crop in order to put in for insurance for that crop, mm-hmm. right? So if you're trying to make your farm more resilient, you're actually going to be penalized because you won't be able then to put in for these insurance programs. So, yeah, I think it's time for some wholesale changes. And quite frankly, you know, we need to be thinking about making those programs more responsive to getting the kind of outcomes we want. And one of those outcomes is stable incomes for farmers.
Bill, what are next steps before I let you go? Where does this go from here?
Well, certainly we're opening up a big conversation here on what that needs to look like. And I think it's part of a bigger suite of programs that we're looking at, because quite frankly, the members identified a lot of different programs this past year that were sort of thinking specifically of new and young farmers. You know, how are they going to access things like public land? There is so much public land in this country that is agricultural, and new and young farmers are thinking about those kinds of ways of accessing land rather than, you know, paying multi-million dollars for a land that really isn't tied to the production capacity of the land. Why don't I get a lease on a public land? And so, yeah, there's a whole suite of different ideas that we're talking through how to make farming a viable enterprise for new and young farmers. And so, yeah, it's definitely going to be, we're starting the conversation off early this year with a series of talks, including a program we call NF University. It's a National Farmers Union webinar series that sort of digs deep on different topics. And one of the topics is going to be guaranteed annual income, and another will be talking about grocery store price caps.
Mm, right. Well, Phil, I appreciate we're up against the clock here, but I appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We'll follow this very closely.
Thanks for your interest in this, Evan.
Okay, you bet. Phil Mount is Vice President of Policy for the National Farmers Union. Here's the plan. We take a break. When we come back, we will have Sean Haney of realagriculture.com, regular guest on our program and on our station here every day. And then after 10:30, we open up the phone lines to you. Do you support the notion of a guaranteed annual income for farmers? That's what we're talking about here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.